I am a girl, no matter what age, no matter how I look, there's beauty in each stage. I am a gift, and I promise every day that when I look in that mirror, I'll say, I am a gift. Can you say that? Just say, I am a gift. I am a gift. I've loved really well, and every year I've lived has a different tale to tell. I've made mistakes, and I have some regrets, but I promise I'll never forget. Can you sing that line? I am a gift. And there may be times when I forget the truth about me, when it seems time and youth, they're just marching on with. So gently remind me that I am a gift, God's precious child. I was put here on this earth, but only for a while. So I make this vow, and I say it with love, that I am perfect and whole and enough. And I am a gift. Can you sing that line with me? Just say, I am a gift. If you feel comfortable, can you tell someone next to you, you are a gift? You are a gift. Tell somebody else, they might need to hear it this morning. Just say, you are a gift. Tell somebody else, they might need to hear it. You are a gift. You are now. You are a gift. You are now. You are a gift. You are. Bring it back to yourself. I am. Say, I am a gift. So repeat after me. I am perfect, whole, and complete. I will be gentle with myself. I will tell my critic to back off. Because the truth about me is, I'm fabulous. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you so much.
And you certainly are fabulous. And a gift. Did you ever think of yourself as a gift? We're a gift to the world. You know why? Because we know this truth. We not only know this truth, but we practice the truth that we know, right? Yes. Right? Let me hear you loud and clear. Yes. All right. Yeah. Well, today is Power Sunday. And for those who may be visiting for the first time, Power Sunday is when we talk about one of the 12 powers that Charles Fillmore introduced. And these 12 powers, this year we're going through them all, not to just hear me talk about them, but we're going through them, and what I hope is occurring is that you're taking in these powers and this information and then going out and practicing them until you incorporate that into your way of thinking, your way of life. That's what it's all about. It's not about hearing this truth. It's about taking it and going forward. and making improvement, unless you're perfect already. Some of you may be. I'm not going to profess that because I do have challenges, but I'm learning these powers and it's exciting because things are unfolding in my life and I'm seeing expressions of growth. How about you? Yeah. The more you learn, the more you feel lifted, right? And when those new stories come on, what happens? You're able to take them in, turn them around, and look at them from the point of truth. And know the truth about them, and go about your life. So I love that. I love learning this. So you might be wondering, if you looked at the bulletin, why is she putting two powers in one month? Well, that's because next month I'm starting a series and I needed all four Sundays. So I decided, since understanding and will go together, since they're a pair, since they work better when you have both concepts in your mind, I decided I would put them together so that we wouldn't miss a power, because we want to move forward, don't we? Not only as a church community, we want to move forward in our own lives. So, understanding and will. Those are our two powers this month. Understanding is represented by, can anyone tell me who represents understanding? All right, truth students. All right, here we go, Thomas. Thomas represents understanding. The color, if you're into colors, the power color for understanding is gold. I have a little bit on here today. Well, sort of gold. Gold. Yeah. But the power colors, yeah. The reason why I mention these colors, because sometimes I can wear these colors and I can... It's a reminder of the power that is within me for the month. So, then we're going to talk about will this morning also. Understanding and will, they're like a couple. They go together. They fuel each other. Will is represented, this might be a little harder, by the what disciple represents will? Anybody know?
Matthew,
there we go. All right, my good truth students, yay. Matthew, the disciple Matthew represents will. And the color for will is silver. Now, understanding and will are vital forces that shape our lives and they guide our choices. Understanding in its essence is our capacity to perceive truth, to grasp, that, by the way, this is from Charles Fillmore, to grasp deeper meaning behind experiences, to connect the divine intelligence that permeates all things. It's a capacity to perceive truth and to look at the deeper meaning of things. One way to explain it is like when the light bulb comes on and you say, ah, now I understand. Mm-hmm. When something becomes clear to you, truth is also our ability to see beyond the surface of things. You know, we talk a lot about experiences, and that experiences aren't our truth, and that we need to see beyond the experience. What is the truth in this? What can I glean from this? So it's our ability to see beyond the surface, and it lies in the understanding, and this is the important point. It lies in the understanding that God is the source. of truth and guidance in all situations. God is the source. Nothing greater than God. If we remember that one detail, that there's nothing greater than God, than the Spirit within you, than that divine energy, divine love, whatever your name for it is, that God is the source. So we affirm two major thoughts every Sunday. One, presence. That's our affirmation, right? One presence in the universe. Now that's one part of the thought. The other part of the thought is in our lives. In our lives. Have you taken time to understand how powerful that statement is when you say it? We're saying that we live, move, and have our being in spirit, in God, in the allness of the universe, in the essence of everything that is. We live and move, and we move around in all that. Isn't that awesome? That's an awesome thought. That should sustain you through any experience that you may be going through. Yeah, I feel it all around me. So, nothing else is important then, right? Yet, what happens? We believe that we're less than. We believe that we can't. We believe that we're not loved. Doubt creeps in. And if we're going to affirm one presence, one power in the universe, and that presence of power is in my life, and I'm a part of that one presence, oh wow, I can't believe that I'm less than, can I? Because there's greatness in me that lifts me up. Understanding begins with questioning old ways of thinking. Have you taken the time to do that? Sometimes I'll say something and I'll say, now why would I think like that? There's one presence, one power in the universe. And that has no power over me. Because I live and move and have my being where? In spirit, in God. Yes, things are going to happen, but you're moving through those things. They didn't come to stay. They didn't come to be a part of your makeup, of your DNA. They're just experiences to be had. How you handle them determines your level of understanding of truth. Yeah. So, understanding provides something for us to grasp and hold on to. It's translated into right decisions that result in the highest good, not only for you, but for all concerned. When you see the appearance of an earthly experience, when you see it and turn around and look at it from the point of truth, one presence, one power, understanding becomes alive in you and you move through. So we have understanding and now we want to add will to the scenario. On the other hand, will is the energy, the drive to act upon the understanding that you perceive. That God is the source of truth and guidance in all situations. So how will you act upon that? You'll move through whatever it is you're going through. You know that in you is going to be the wherewithal to know what's the right thing to do in this experience, what's the right way to move, where to go, who to say. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of saying something out loud when Spirit tells you to just say it to this group. We have a powerful prayer group here. When you say things to that prayer group, oh wow, things happen. We've had things to manifest for people just because they put it into the prayer process of the group. So if you're not signed on, you need to sign on and get in on some of those emails because they are powerful. If you haven't visited with a prayer chaplain up here on Sunday, prayer is powerful. And it, like Johnny Coleman, she, Unity, former Unity minister, says, it works if you work it. So if you take this truth and practice it and try it out, hold on when things get rough. Yeah, hold on. Because things don't come to stay, they come to pass. I like that scripture and I developed it into that statement. Because this too shall pass. That's one of your promises in the Bible. That this too shall pass. So, a little bit about Will. Will is a little tricky. It's a driving force, yes, but it can be misused when it's driven by selfish desire or ignorance or that stuff that rises up out of our humanness. I like the statement Jesus Christ said. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. And when we pray and meditate and listen to that still, small voice, it opens our eyes. But you must be willing to let go and let Spirit move through and express as you. I like this quote I found. It said, willingness means I am ready to make right choices. I am committed. I simply follow through. I don't force anything. I allow myself to cooperate with the idea of wholeness. And in doing that, we hold a vision of the highest good for all concerned in whatever scenario it is you're going through. And then we always do our prayer work, always take time to sit and listen and see what Spirit guides you to do. Sometimes when we get that guidance, I always say God must have a sense of humor, because sometimes when we get that guidance, I'll say, oh, I can't do that. And it ends up, that's the very thing I should have done. But I have the power of choice. Another thing about will, it will not assert power over anyone or anything. It is what you were created to be. Cora Fillmore wrote in a book, Christ Enthroned in Men, divine will is good will. In a real spiritual understanding, when we become obedient to the indwelling Christ, that is when we listen to that little voice within us, that intuitive voice, that voice that tells us, you know, this is where I'm guiding you. It says, she says, when we become obedient to the indwelling Christ, will and understanding inquire into a real value of every thought. And in other words, when we use these attributes to discern, we begin to make right choices. And that's what we want to do, isn't it? We want to make right choices in our life that unfold for us and open up our highest good. Eric Butterworth in Celebrate Yourself wrote, "The will of God is the ceaseless longing of the Creator to fulfill Himself in and as that which He created." That's you. You're the gift, as she was singing earlier. God wants to express through us, and it's all good. It's all good. But we have to open our minds. We have to do the work. We have to do the prayer work. Make no mistake about it. God's will for you is good. It's humanness in us that takes and distorts the truth. So you want to take time to get understanding, to use your will to go forth and spring forth and do the right things, make the right choices. I like this, it says, "Without will, understanding remains dormant. It has no fuel. It's a beautiful idea that never takes flight." Yeah. So we want to get understanding and we want to use our will to move through our experiences. How do you do that? Anybody know? I wonder. Well, we must do our M&M. Or M&P rather, meditation and prayer. Meditation and prayer. You always, that's always first and foremost. Take time, take that second. It doesn't take 4 hours of prayer. It only takes a moment to connect with that spirit within you. Doing God's will means accepting and doing the highest possible in any situation. The highest possible in any situation. So I want to make one crucial point before we take some time in the quiet that I'm talking about. And that point is, understanding and will are not meant to act separately. They're a powerful team. It's a beautiful dance of knowing and doing. When they work together, understanding provides a compass, guiding our will in the right direction. Will provides the engine, powering understanding into results. Without understanding, will can become misdirected, leading to wasted energy. Anybody waste energy on something only to take a breath, sit down, and then the right answer comes to you? And you say, why didn't I think about that before? Yeah. So nurture your understanding by seeking truth. Right here now, I know you're seeking. Read inspiring books. We have this is a shameless commercial. We do have a book study starting this afternoon after service, The Simple Truth. Read some inspiring books. Get that uplift. Engage in thoughtful conversations. Join us in some of our fellowships in the lower level after service. This is how you build up your nature of understanding, by coming together with those of like minds and those who are on the same path as you are. Set a clear intention. Define what it is you want to achieve in any given scenario and take small steps towards that goal. You know, don't try to do a big, enormous thing all at once, or like they say, don't try to eat the elephant whole. Take a bite at a time. Take a bite at a time. So let's take some time to connect with that power that is within us, to connect with our indwelling spirit. We're going to affirm the Lord's Prayer, and then I'm going to guide you into a meditation, and we're going to let these powers loose. We're going to shake them up in us. So let's affirm the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And then we take a deep breath, and we settle into this moment, right here, right now. As we turn inward, we're moving into that space where we commune with our indwelling spirit. We move into the stillness where we release striving for anything and just welcome divine guidance. Breathing in and breathing out, we align ourselves with truth, choosing integrity in thought, word, and deed, softening our hearts, choosing compassion. In the quietness of this moment, we release all judgment and extend grace. For we know we live and move and have our being in the presence and in the power of Spirit. And in the quiet, we know God's understanding and will is already within us, waiting to gently unfold as we make those inward steps to understand and in turn to go forth. We know that will and understanding of will, they work in perfect harmony within us. Whatever the situation, whatever the challenge you may be facing, know that there's nothing greater than the Spirit that is within you. Listen for that guidance, for that clarity of purpose. Breathing in and breathing out. Take a moment in the quiet and just feel the energy moving in and throughout your being. Feel yourself allowing the activity of Spirit to lead and guide you. Surrender yourself right here, right now, to this moment. Breathing in and breathing out. Take a few moments in the quiet. Thank you. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, I want you to think on these words. I walk this day with clarity and purpose. I am aligned. I am guided, and I am at peace with my spirit. Dear God, we're so grateful this morning to come together to share these insights of truth, to know them, to know we can go forth and manifest your perfect will. And as we move through our experience, we say, thank you, God. Thank you not for the experiences, but for the ability to see through them and know that they are not the truth of my being. So for this, for all things, for your blessing us so, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and
so it is.
Amen.